The shooting death of Anthony Chulo Vega Cruz by police prompted protesters to take to the streets of Hartford and Wethersfield Thursday evening. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay was there.
We're here to call out racial profiling.
Yes.
We're here to call out police abuse.
Yes.
We're here to call out police violence.
As Reverend Josh Pollock spoke to a crowd of protesters gathered outside of the Wethersfield Police Department Thursday evening, another group showed up. Javon Austin and a group of his friends started marching on Main Street in downtown Hartford, wearing shirts and carrying signs that said Justice for Chulo. From there, they marched down Silas Dean Highway in Wethersfield.
What do you want?
Justice!
When do you want it?
That's where their friend was shot and killed after a traffic stop on Saturday.
You know, it's a lot of yelling, but it's a lot of pain behind it because a lot of people knew him for years. We knew him since he was little.
Austin said they plan to keep taking action until they get the answers they want. Why was their friend actually stopped by police? Why did the officer shoot? What will the police dash cam footage reveal?
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
For hours, family, friends, and supporters marched down Silas Dean Highway in Wethersfield. Police blocked off that street and nearby side streets to avoid any collisions. Cruz's death is one of a recent handful of shootings across the state, and not just by police. 16-year-old Felipe Lopez was shot and killed in Hartford this week. Austin says the violence has to stop.
We're fighting for everybody, not just Chulo, exactly, for anybody who's been killed. There's a lot of murders going on, and we just want it to all be stopped, whether it's from the police or just each other. I don't want to feel me any killings or deaths the wrong way. We just hope it all be resolved and everybody, you know, just live and do better. That's all.
A memorial service will be held for Cruz tonight in Bloomfield. The investigation remains ongoing. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.